This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive all across America. Our show is brought to you by the best sponsors in America, Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. It's their 25th anniversary of the Craftsman Club. Get over there and on craftsman.com and join up. There's a lot of good reasons, great deals. Listen, they've got new toolboxes that are coming out that are smart toolboxes. So if somebody messes with your toolbox, it'll send you a message on your smartphone. And or if somebody wants to borrow a tool, you can unlock it. So as I get more information on it, I'll let you know. But I'm telling you what a cool place to be now in this world where we have all this technology to where we don't even have to get out of bed. You can have a virtual person go to work, and you can just kind of, somebody, you know, walks up, you can, you know, it'll tell your smartphone, and you can actually talk through the avatar. It's like a fake. No, I'm joking. Anyway, Stephen Cole Smith, wouldn't that be nice if we could just lay in bed and watch TV all day and send a fake avatar person to work?
I think that's a great idea. I'll start Al, the day, man.
Yeah, Al the engineer goes, together? You want to lay in bed with him together? Nice. So listen, you're a motorsports reporter, and you said you're out at, where did you say you were, in Michigan?
Yeah, at US 131 for the International Hot Rod Association season finale. And I got to tell you, Alan, that's about it. That's about all that's going on this weekend. There's a Xfinity race that NASCAR has in Mid-Ohio, but, man, there's no other drag racing, no real NASCAR racing. They're racing at Knoxville, the Knoxville Nationals. Jeff Gordon won a go-kart race there yesterday. I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of amazing in the middle of summer. I don't think there's a slower weekend than what we have right now with NASCAR and Formula and everybody else going down. But there is one story that came out of the last race that was kind of interesting at Watkins Glen. NASCAR is getting a little worn out with the burnouts. You know, after the race, Denny Hamlin just absolutely tortured his car, blew out both rear tires, couldn't drive it back to the victory lane. And NASCAR is kind of wondering maybe if something's illegal in the back, like ride height, something like that. Really good burnout will mask that. You know, there was a radio transmission between Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus a few years ago that, you know, make sure you kind of tap the rear end against the wall or something like that while you do the burnout, just to cover us with some body changes. And while nobody said it was cheating, it kind of came close to that. So NASCAR is wondering if there's not some other way that you know, people can celebrate a race victory without absolutely destroying the car. And I'm probably going to write something about this, because to me, you know, and I know where you came from, but to me, guys who do complete burnouts are guys that A, have never had to fix an engine, and B, have never had to pay for their own tires, which right. covers 90% of the NASCAR racers, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny. I took the Viper to Hot August Nights last week. And yeah. I was going to go do a, yeah, I guess we'll call it a little drifting exhibition. And, you know, I thought, well, I've never done anything in this car yet. I've owned it for going on 8 months. And so I took it to Reno. I drove it, by the way. Didn't trailer. Right. I drove it, which, you know, was a long, and this car, these cars are not comfortable to drive long haul. This is a street legal race car. And I got over to the racetrack. To the what I call the slalom course or drifting track, which was kind of both being used for the same thing, or the same track being used for both things, I should say. And I got there, and I don't know if you've seen these drift cars. They're like held together with baling wire and zip ties, and they're touching the walls all the time. And I look at the track, and there's a rear bumper laying over here. You know, somebody, you know, they just knock the pieces off their cars when they're drifting, and some of this tandem drifting stuff. And I looked at this track, and then I looked at this $150,000 Viper, and I'm like, I'm not doing it, because right. it's like, first of all, those tires, they're damn expensive, and that, the car, it's damn expensive. And I thought, no, I'm not doing it. So I told, I'm the grand marshal of the whole thing, right? And I'm supposed to go out there and do this thing. And I'm like, I told the guy, I said, you know what? I'm not doing it. And he laughed. He goes, I don't blame you. So Absolutely. It's funny. You know, when you pay for something, You don't want to destroy it. So I get your point. Believe me, I can't wait to read the article.
Well, I think what they should do is just after the celebration, the guy parks the car and a couple of drifters come out and destroy their cars and destroy the rear tires. I remember when drifting first got started, Bob Bondurant, of all people, at Bondurant's driving school out in Phoenix, had a drifting class. And I was the first one to go through it, I think, and I asked Bob what he thought about drifting, and he just kind of paused and said, well, you know, the tire company seemed to like it. And I said, no kidding. That's because, you know, you go through like 5 sets of rear tires every day on them. No wonder they like them.
So, I know. Stay with us. I want to ask you what's going on with Dale Earnhardt Jr. from NASCAR. I heard he had a press conference about his concussion. Those things are dangerous. We're talking with Stephen Cole Smith, everybody. You can find more of him at racer.com. You're listening to The Drive. And we'll take a little break, come back with more motorsports talk right here. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.